I want a drink. I just don't have any. I don't have anything to drink. I was like, I'll just bring my coffee.
Stack up on those wines and Trulies all the time in my house, at least.
I know. I do. I do Trulies, a kombucha, anything, kombucha, anything.
I get heartburn from kombucha.
That's good.
All out. And like, must have extended that radius.
Like hair.
Really grateful that you're opening up to us.
I always say, like, you know, people really need to open up about this more because it's more common than you think. I mean, from what I'm reading, like one out of 54 kids being born are diagnosed with this. This is a very high number. That's a lot. So
how did you discover that Chase had special needs or had a disability? How did you discover that?
Maybe close to 2 years old. I was wondering why he wasn't talking yet. He wasn't like looking at you when you're talking to him. He was just very quiet all the time, not saying anything. My niece and nephew are the same age and they're very like curious, and he wasn't curious. He was just like in his own little world. So I took him to the pediatrician for his second year checkup. Mm-hmm. And then I told the pediatrician what was going on. And then she was like, okay, we should definitely get him checked with the neurologist to see what's going on. So I was like, really, the neurologist? I'm like, okay. You know, since the COVID, they couldn't really see him face to face at that time. So they had to, I did a lot of, you know, Zoom meetings also. And they would observe him playing, observe him doing all this stuff. Like they would ask him questions through Zoom. It took them about literally 6 months to diagnose him. And she said, I think he might be in the spectrum, even though I knew in my heart, I already knew it because I did a lot of research and I'm also a registered nurse, so I have to be aware of all this about people, mm-hmm. every age group. So I was just like, oh, okay.
When it happened, what was your sentiment? Like, I know you said you were, you know, you kind of prepared yourself and knew in your heart, but it's always a different feeling when you know versus when someone confirms what you feel.
Exactly. Out of nowhere in the middle of the night, he'll just cry out and there's nothing wrong. He'll wake up in the middle of the night and cry. And I'm like, this is not normal, you know? And he can't tell me what he needs or what he wants. So I definitely, being a registered nurse definitely helps that, so I can get him the earliest, you know, possible intervention as possible.
So parenting and becoming a parent doesn't just happen in one day. You don't just wake up and just know how to be a parent, right?
Yes. No. Sure. A lot of work. I think it's the hardest job in the world.
It's crazy how like maternal instincts just kick in
and changes you.
Yeah.
They're everything to me. Number one, everything. I feel like I neglect my husband sometimes, but
yeah,
they go first now, you know?
Yeah. What has this whole experience taught you, or what have you learned from this whole experience as a mom?
Being as a mom? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. You have so much more patience, mm-hmm. so much more just empathy towards a lot of moms out there. Like, oh, I know, I don't know how she can have five kids. You see that. You just like have so much more empathy. You have so much more patience. I used to be so materialistic. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but not really, but you don't care about all that stuff, you know, like you don't care about that stuff. I mean, and the house is a little bit messier, but at the end of the day, it just goes by so fast. You know, you don't care about it on that.
So your priorities like completely shifted.
Oh yeah.
More so probably.
I'm worried about my job. Like right now, I'm like, I can work my whole life, you know? They're only so little once.
But when you did find out, and now, even now, do you feel like there's enough resources out there to help you be the best mom that you can be for him?
Actually, I'm very thankful for the resources that I was able to get for him, like speech, occupational therapy, behavioral therapy, everything. Mm-hmm. And so far, thankfully, I have not paid for anything, thankfully.
Faye, if there were any encouraging words that you could give other parents that may be going through the same thing as you are, other moms, other families that may be going through, what would you say? What could you say to them?
There's so many resources out there. The school systems are very big on it for you to get an early intervention. So that's also a really big resource just through the school system. Is this a psychologist even? They know, a social worker. There's so many resources out there that you can ask for help. It's hard. It's very hard for sure, but keep your head up. They're gonna be fine.
They're gonna be okay.
Has this affected your older son or Brandon? How did this affect him? Like,
I don't think Brandon knows that he has a disability. So he just thinks, oh, mom, don't worry. Chase is gonna talk soon, or Chase is gonna do this soon, and don't worry. He's hopeful, I guess. Is that the better word? Hopeful.
So beautiful to hear what a positive force Brandon is for you and his brother and the family in general, that he brings like this light of positivity and hope to you. Yeah. Does it bring you support as well, knowing that your kid is like,
for sure. I always say to him, I always say to him, you know, Chase is so lucky to have a brother like you. Like, he is so lucky because you are so caring and you love him so much and you try to involve him in everything. And I just say, he's so lucky. And I'm so lucky to have a son like you. I always tell him that every day.
He's so lucky to have such a mom who is encouraging and positive too. Like, not all moms will say things like that. It's so nice to hear your family dynamic with you and your kids. It's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. Everything that you want and need sometimes is out the window just to make your family happy.
Yes. Yeah. I know that feeling too. Like, we all do as moms.
Yes. As moms, we give up a lot of things for sure. Mm-hmm.